Hi, so I'm Henry from URN, and we are here with Lissy, who is at the Rescue Rooms on tour. And thank you very much for letting us interview. I know you've not been that well recently, so it's lovely for you to let us interview.
You're very welcome.
Talk to me. So how's the tour going? I know you've been around the US, and obviously you're off to Norway at the weekend, so how's it all going?
Everything's been going really well. I put out an album called My Wild West in February, which is like kind of my first self-released effort. So I've been on nonstop tour pretty much since, you know, before and after it came out. So, you know, this is my norm, is to be on the road. And this tour has been going really well. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, it sounds like I saw you actually back in January last year on your Wild West tour, so I really enjoyed that. So it's really nice to meet you. In the media and in the past interviews, you always come across as quite down to earth and grounded. Is there anything particularly in your life that kind of influences that sense of down to earth?
I don't know. I couldn't say. And I mean, I have my, depending on like if I'm close enough to someone, I can be a real brat probably sometimes. But when you only kind of know me, I seem down to earth. I don't know. I think Midwesterners, where I grew up from in the United States, I mean, it's a generalization, but it's like kind of more encouraged to be like one of many. You can't get too big on yourself or you just won't go over well. So
yeah, no, fair enough. Has music always been something that you've wanted to pursue, or when you were a child, did you have any kind of other ambitions?
No, it's pretty much always been music. I went to college for a little while and had thought maybe I'd want to do like journalism or something so I could be around music. But wasn't really going to my classes and couldn't really get into the classes I needed for the major, and was out playing music so much and getting really good feedback that my parents like agreed that I could drop out of college and move to LA for like 1 year and see if anything happened, and it did. So I kind of always knew that's what I wanted to do since I was teeny tiny.
That's great. Well, obviously it's definitely worked out for you, and it's fantastic that you've pursued it. And so, I suppose in 2008, Lenny Kravitz invited you on tour with him. Do you feel like that was the start of the kind of the traction of your career?
Well, you know, people asked me that, and it was such a big deal. I mean, that was massive. I never in a million years would have thought, like, you know, I'd been signed, but I hadn't put a record out or anything, and was pretty green, and you know, just traveled on my own with my guitar, like didn't, you know, was going from city to city, and it was a huge deal. And but I didn't have like a record out, so it was like an opportunity to promote something that I wasn't quite ready with yet. So that was like, I think, big in terms of showing me like what life on the road's really like and how much work it is, and take care of yourself and pace yourself, and you know, it is working, it's fun. But so I kind of learned that through seeing Lenny and his band and his crew and stuff. But it really wasn't until probably like 2010 when Catching a Tiger came out, and I had like the support of my label at the time, Sony Columbia out of the UK, to really, you know, put in the resources to market it and, you know, got radio play. So I would say that kind of more all started kicking off with Catching a Tiger.
Oh, okay, great. So obviously it's something that you enjoyed the tour and it kind of got a massive thirst for it, which is great.
Yeah, I was actually just remembering, I knew I'd been here before, but I couldn't remember. And a lot of times I don't remember until I get to the venue, like, oh yeah, I remember being here. It must have been over 6 years ago. It was like my first UK tour. I was opening up for Joshua Radin. And I was actually out on like, I remember being out on the patio writing like an alternative bridge to this song, Pursuit of Happiness, that I cover, that's a Kid Cudi song. And it was like out there that I was like, you know, having a glass of wine, and I just started singing it. So it was fun. As soon as I walked up, I was like, I remember coming up with that idea at that exact spot, like 6 or 7 years ago. So, anyway, sorry, I don't know. I just got off on a tangent, but I wanted you to know that.
No, that's great. No, I love to hear what you kind of come up with it. Obviously, as you said, you know, you're actually quite renowned for your covers, and you've done quite a few. You've done some Fleetwood Mac, you've done Kid Cudi. I think you did Stairway to Heaven. You say that you have any particular musical influences. I get a bit of a Stevie Nicks vibe.
People have said that, and I'm always so like complimented and honored. Like, for sure, I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan and Stevie Nicks fan. You know, when I was little, I really loved like Janet Jackson and Madonna, and then it was like Sarah McLachlan and Liz Phair and even Celine Dion, and whose music, you know, is not really the kind of music I'm making, but all these like really just great female vocalists, like Fiona Apple, Tori Amos, I know I'm forgetting, Sheryl Crow. You know, I definitely was inspired in terms of like a lot of these were women who were not just trying to be sexy, you know, like they wrote their own songs and they were beautiful, but in a natural way and were good role models or something. But I don't know. I think really I just kind of sing my feelings and I can never really know what it's going to turn out like. So.
I couldn't pinpoint it for you. Yeah, I mean, when we listen to it, it always sounds quite fresh and kind of raw to me, in the sense that, as you said, there's not this kind of superficialness. It just sounds really good. And what do you kind of think of the current music scene? Is there any particular kind of artist that you really subscribe to, or that you kind of don't really get into? Or,
you know, one thing that I find, you know, when I was in college, I used to go see so many bands, and I used to listen to so much music, and was constantly wanting to listen to music. And I think maybe because it's what I'm doing, or because I've gotten older, or, you know, I'm in my 30s now, I'm 34. Like, I know people in their 30s listen to music. I'm not saying that that's, like, old. But I feel like I don't really, like, find myself listening to a ton of music. There's this band, Warpaint, that I really like that I'll sort of put on shuffle. And Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra put out a new album last year that I, like, just it was the only thing I listened to for a while. But I think the current music scene's fine. You know, there's songs I hear that I like. I like how, like, Drake or Justin Bieber or Selena Gomez even, like, there's this kind of cool minimalist production thing going on where it's just, like, a beat and a good melody and maybe, like, a few other instrumental kind of moments, but it's not super big and crazy overproduced. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think there's a cool trend happening in music, from what I can understand, but I wouldn't say I'm an expert on it.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that, actually, because we can have more of that kind of that raw talent, and that's great. Obviously, you performed at the live at the Union Chapel, and you said that, I saw an interview, you said you didn't expect to kind of be doing more music, but obviously you ended up writing more songs, you know, and ended up there. Like, do you think, can we expect to keep seeing music from you? Or have you got any plans to kind of take out of music for a bit?
I don't know. The thing is, there's this fear. I think, for one, like, I need my downtime and my alone time, but I'm kind of a busy creative person, so it's hard for me just to do nothing. And I have this, I bought this farm in Iowa. So, like, I think moving, there was this idea that I was going to kind of, like, be home and, like, have a garden and maybe take some classes and, you know, kind of cultivate some of my other interests while I also just, if I felt like writing music, would write music. But obviously now I ended up making my Wild West and have been touring and have already started making songs for a new album that I'd like to put out next year. So I'm kind of, like, not sure, because I told myself I was going to take the first 6 months of this next year off just to be, but I think I'm kind of scared to do that. Like, I kind of just need to keep going, but I also have good momentum. You know, there's so many artists out there. It's like, I know you can go away for a while, but it's like, if I'm feeling creative and I have things I want to say and share, like, why not go for it, you know, and rest later.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, more Lissy coming, so this is exciting to hear that.